Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yeah, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tin, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Yidinji Country, BBM Bumbleboot Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. The Australian Capital Territory has recognised for the first Monday after or on Monday 27, the start of National Reconciliation Week with a public holiday since 2018. It's the only state of territory in the country to do so. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Deadly Rapper, Scobie D, Indigenous artist, and he's performing at the major Reconciliation Day event at Gunnawal Country. And Scobie D on the line. Scobie, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very good, my brother. Thank you for coming to the program. Before we start, brother, let the mob know who your mob, where you from.
Yeah, so my name's Scobie D, or Scobie Duncan. I'm a Gomeroi man. I'm Gomeroi Wadi Wadi. My father's side, Gomeroi from Moree, Terry High High area. And my mum, Wadi Wadi, from Port Kembla, Wollongong area.
All right, beautiful. And big shout out to you, Mob. Thank you very much, my brother. Now, you are a performer, you're a rapper, you're performing up the, at the major Reconciliation Day event on Gunnawal Country. Tell us your journey, brother, how it all started for you as a rapper, and tell us the words or the message that you deliver when you rap, bro.
Yes, I guess it started out here in Sydney Southeast. I grew up around Maroubra, Laparoo's communities, and been here pretty much my whole life. And
yep.
It started out, yeah, I started writing rhymes when I was about 10 years old, and I think I just found a passion from it at a young age. And as I got older, I started writing a bit more about stuff that was important to me, stuff that you know, meant something for me, and things that I was seeing in my community. And I really found a passion for speaking up about things that I felt like weren't talked about either in school or we weren't learning growing up, you know. So, my music became a way for me to speak to all of that stuff. And, it's what I'm still doing to this day.
True, Daddy, brother. Well, we as black people, we are storytellers. So you tell your story using rap, brother.
Yeah, for sure, 100%.
And tell us about the background you use. Do you use computer sounds or you play musical instruments? Paint that picture, bro.
It's mostly just computer stuff, you know, rap music.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a lot of sampling and in the beats and stuff like that. But I've been experimenting a bit more with my new stuff, with some live instruments. It's like always experimenting, always trying new things. But a lot of my stuff has been, mostly computer.
And, Scobie D, you operate solely as a performer? Is that the case?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, just me and my DJ.
Yeah, beautiful, brother, beautiful. And so you run, is that like a financial vehicle? Is that your full-time gig?
Yeah, my full-time gig. I've also just opened a music studio. So,
good.
I've got a music studio here in my community in Maroubra. That's become a full-time gig as well. So I'm pretty much doing the both at the moment.
Entrepreneur, brother, entrepreneur.
Yeah. And then on top of that, a full-time father as well. I've got three little kids. So it's full on.
Good, brother, good. And tell us some of the instruments. What do you sell there at your music store, bro?
No, it's a music studio.
A music studio. So you do set up for artists to come in and do some audio work, do some recording.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
So it's mostly for the young people in the community. I do workshop stuff and then
good.
Some other young people starting out their careers. And we get them recorded, make beats for them, show them how to use the equipment, show them how to record and all that
Deadly.
Stuff.
Yep. Well, we've got very talented people out there. Don't worry about that, brother. When you talk about sports or music, black people are front and centre, aren't they?
Yeah, 100%.
And do we have like a sound system there, a sound room as such?
A sound system.
Sound room, sorry.
Oh, yeah. We've got the control room, we've got a vocal booth, we've got a podcast room, we've got it all there.
Good brother. And what about staff, any staff on board?
Yeah, we're still in early stages.
Yep.
At the moment it's just me and I've got a few other people that I bring in for the workshop stuff.
Good.
I've got someone else that works in with me as well, doing the receptionist, stuff like that and admin, and so yeah, I've got that, but it's still very early stages. At the moment I'm running a lot on my own.
Yeah, too deadly, brother. Enjoy the journey. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong, brother. Good yarning with you, Kobe D.
You're
probably yet to perform up this way in North Queensland, brother.
Yeah, for sure. I'd love to.
Well, drop and see us at Bummer Bipper Media. All the best, KBD. You keep smiling. We'll yarn soon, bro.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it.
Take care, bro. Bye-bye.
Bye.
A deadly yarn there. That's Kobe D, Indigenous artist. And got his own studios down there in Sydney. And he's performing at the Reconciliation Day event at Gunnawal Country. So look, fantastic in the work that he's doing. He uses rapping as his vehicle, as his voice, to talk about our existence as black people in this country. So look, fantastic. He's doing the journey and entrepreneur, got a studio up and running as well, and teach younger people how to use this space. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong? Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Yarn Up Strong with the Bawley One, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country, BBM 98.7 FM with your daily program, National Talk Black.
Yeah. So what's good like? DMX with the flex where your hood at? Ain't no problems, I'm just sussing where them dubs at. And we living how we want it, how we should like. So what's good like? Say what it do like? I'm at your mommy's asking where the fuck my food at? See me spitting at them cameras like I'm Tupac. I be cruising through your section, they like who that? Like they ain't knew that. I rap that Southeast to the death of me. Kitchen cooker with the recipe. I got a baby daughter, never laughing order. Any baby bottles with a weapon be. I gotta say some, don't take none. That mask on like Jason. My flow sound amazing. They fear me with a place on. It's easy. Eric Wright, no polo on. We dynamite, we eating good. Cause this might be my final night. My crew nice, that's Bam Bam. Bad apples on your FM. Make rappers throw a tantrum. We 5-star like Bam. So what's good like? DMX with the flex. Where your hood at? Ain't no problems, I'm just sussing where them dubs at. And we living how we want it, like we should like. So what's good like? So what's good like? DMX with the flex. Where your hood at? Ain't no problems, I'm just sussing where them dubs at. And we living how we want it, like we should like. So what's good like? I said what's good, she said what's goodie. She like Air Max with her hoodie. She like boys who chase them footies. But ain't never had no Corey. Told her, wait, maybe not today. Ain't no more to say. We can play, pick somewhere to stay. She got too much on my mind. Took time off, but I'm on my grind. Had to get back, look where we at. Ain't nobody gotta question my shine. I'm feeling fine, mind in mind. Ain't no rush, I took my time. Meditate, we feeling great. I just relax and press recline, cause shit be crazy. Dubai's asking Kobe, would you let me have your baby? Drama all around me, man, that bitch be on the daily. Venues on my presence, I ain't rapping unless you pay me. People acting sus and I don't trust it. So what's good like? DMX with the flex, where your hood at? No problems, I'm just sussing where them dubs at. And we living how we want it, like we should like. So what's good like? So what's good like? DMX with the flex, where your hood at? Ain't no problems, I'm just sussing where them dubs at. And we living how we want it, like we should like. So what's good like?
What's good? G'day folks, Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it. Strap
on. Yeah. Like speed. shells, opening their eyes, shine to cast a feeling, so get reason now. When they're the underground, when I go unleash, he go smash it, was a cookie bow. I bet they watch from coast to coast, I flow, charge through the buses, was a steam abort. I run low as Bible lions from the Red Eye Clan.
We're watching neck with the cow,
call me the Calico Man.
Lock up, what's the fire when I bust? Man murka, mark time beat, double than creep, step from reap, raw was a namas like God, but sweet, one a different now, ya me tall, was a tower, what you saw, was a dealer, and me hard, was a pound, and you ballers can look, me a them can sniper, so go color saints, and me look, was a taiwa, bow 3 meter, a bus, was a steamer, glide on top sea, was a deal, coradima, a black in the action, you was an introduction, waiver LT, ya, Mary William, a Langston, Langston, what was a fire when I bust?
Die.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trek.
1-800-422-416.
This is our culture, this is who we are.
So don't give in and don't give up. Never forget. We are, we are, we are, we. We are one big family. We are, we are, we are, we. We are one big family. Ngari, Buddha, Goyok, Wamon, Bala, Kamara. Don't give up. This is us. This is who we are. This is our story. This is our culture. This is who we are. So don't give in and don't give up.
What is greatness?
It's doing what makes you feel proud. What feels right for right now.
When you can study hands-on, all in, practical, professional,
personal. When you can learn local and give back to your community, you define your greatness. Find support of teachers who are there for you at TAFE Queensland. Make great happen. RTO 0275.
Station sponsor.
For my cervical screening test, I chose to ask my doctor about options for screening.
I chose to continue screening.
I chose to do the swab myself at the clinic.
I didn't know I had choices about how it could be done.
I didn't know I had to keep screening every 5 years.
Screening with a doctor was uncomfortable.
Now my screenings are quick, private and pain-free.
Now that I know, I'll be talking to my doctor at my next health check.
Self-swab is private and puts me in control.
It's your cervical screening test. Own it.
Station sponsor.
Yeah, this is Mark Harbrow. You're tuning in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev on the mic.
1-800-422-416.
Find a lover in a bummer that will never break your heart. So good to you, I'll never give you up. On my way, I'll come and get you in my car. That's the first thing I want to do. Ain't gonna tease ya, do things you never knew I'd do to ya. Straight from my heart, feel my love. No matter where you are the one for me. Well, it's a come, baby, here I come, come. You're undercover lover, not a baller on the run. Don't mess with the rest, get distressed, my queen. I'll be your candidate lot, if you know what I mean. I saw you standing there with a smile like Cinderella. I wondered if you kick it with a fine young brother like me. So tell me, do I pass the test? Cause this baller's coming at you above
man,
all the
I'm
rest.
Man, I'm an Ali. Almore's gay. Carry along. Kotaka mer, Kareem. Mena manali, marim natagri. My love, I need you. Honest, I do. Now that I'm leaving, all of my thoughts they will be of you. Remembering the love that used to be, please come back to me, darling, I need you. My love, I need you, honest, I do. Mena Manali, Aumor is gay, Kari Alam, Kotaka Mer Kari. Mena Manali, Marim Natagri. My love, I need you, honest, I do. Manali, Aumor is gay, Kari Alam, Kotaka Mer Kari. Mena Manali, Marim Natagri. My love, I need you, honest, I do. Now that I'm leaving, all of my thoughts, they will be of you. Remembering the love that used to be, please come back to me, darling, I need you. My love, I need you, honest, I do.
We trip all up, one name you make it. Girl, we you, no, no, baller, you take him. I wanna take him, but him, look, Brazil. Him, cafe, so says he, so Brazil. Hey, look out, are you no make it this kind? I go, mother, try him, baller, one time. Try him, look out, I might him, gaman. If him, go, look, you go, mother, get there. Call it, I take from Kissy, all kind, gama. I take him, go, I say, get there, I'm from Ama. If I get a white one, I'm a no light. I'm all to fix skin mask got blight. I go get a black girl, I'm a okay. If I can't find a one, I'm a which way? What am I gonna do? I go stop this time. I'm a go lose it, call him, I go lose your mind. I go kiss a gamma win, you go look me dance. Bala, you can beat me, you got no sense. If I let go get now, don't try for beating me. Cause I go want to tell you, make a swap see. Find a lover in a bala that will never break your heart. So pity up, I'll never give you up. On my way, I'll come and get you in my car. That's the first thing I wanna do. Ain't gonna tease ya, do things you never knew I do to ya. Straight from my heart, feel my love. No matter where you are the one for me. Well, it's a come, baby, here I come. Come, you're undercover lover, not a brother on the run. Don't mess with the rest, get distressed, my queen. I'll be your candy delight, if you know what I mean.
Yes, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trinity Turb, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have your say and yarn up strong. There's some measure of justice. No More Legal Service welcomes WA Stolen Generation Redress Scheme announcement. Now, Legal Service welcomes the Western Australia Government's announcement that it will establish a redress scheme for stolen generation survivors into the state. With that, I'm going to catch up a yarn now with Gary Oliver, Executive Director, Strategy and First Nation Engagement at No More Legal Service. Gary's on the line. Gary, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Trevor, and Yolanda to you, Yolanda to everyone. It's good to be on your show. Yep.
And thank you for coming to the show, my brother. And before we start, Gary, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
Okay, so I'm Kuga Yalanji, so from Cape, but I'm a Cairns boy too, so that's good. So.
Well, good to be talking to you, brother.
Talking to everyone at home.
Yeah, you're like talking to everybody at home too, Dudley. So you are with the strategy and First Nation engagement at No More Legal Service, and some measure of justice is the title here, and No More Legal Service welcomes the WA Stolen Generation Redress Scheme announcement. So tell us about this redress scheme excited about the movement going forward.
Excited about the announcement because, you know, there were only two states in this country that never had redress schemes for stolen generations, and that was WA and Queensland. So WA have announced theirs on Tuesday, the day after Sorry Day, but they announced some eligibility on it, but we still want some more work to be done on the eligibility, what it means, when the removal dates are, and the amount as well. So the Healing Foundation and us at No More, we've done a paper up to inform the government of best practices. We know there's been redress schemes in other states. The Victorian scheme for stolen generation was a payment of $100,000. New South Wales around $85,000. The national one for the territory schemes around about $85,000 as well. But we need to protect that money when it goes out there. This is a good step. I'm talking some negative talk there, but it's a good step that there's this announcement there for those stolen generation survivors in Western Australia.
Well, any win we can have as First Nation people, here we are in the 21st century, we look for any win, and it's another step forward, acknowledgement, recognition, survival, you could say, in more ways than one, and here's another win for black people.
It is, and I know the mob over there in WA, I was talking to them on the day as well, are very excited about this opportunity, very excited that the Cook government in Western Australia has come up with this scheme for them as well. They know that there needs to be more work done, and so does the WA government. They've said that they will work with community organisations to best deliver this scheme to people. So that's really good. That's really good that it will be done by... WA is huge, you know.
Exactly.
It's a land mass, but them organisations that are from Perth all the way up to Broome and Port Hedland and Kimberley, all in between. Yeah.
Well, we as black people, we understand the ongoing harm caused to stolen generation survivors and the intergenerational trauma experienced by their ancestors. So the redress is an important part of healing, you could say, in more ways than one, Gary.
It is. It is for those survivors. Mm. It's still not clear what will be done because of the intergenerational trauma or for the effects of other generations. My grandparents were stolen generation, and I see the impact that has been happening to us as a family over the years, you know. We've got beautiful graves there in Cairns for them now with headstones and things like that. Not funded through any process of government, but self-funded, you know, through the family. So how do we heal families beyond this? And what's going to be the measure to do this? You know, we look at the announcement, and the announcement's got good things in it, and the announcement will help us with our advocacy to get the Queensland government to do the right thing.
Yes. Well, exactly. And when you look at it, government, if not non-Indigenous Australians, would not comprehend in regard to generational trauma, for example, and what we carry, emotionally, physically, mentally, all the above, and how it sinks our spirits in so many ways, doesn't it?
Well, you know, it needs to be some follow-up, and some follow-up in the public as well about what the intergenerational trauma is, but how we can work together to overcome some of these things, but acknowledging it. But for stolen generation survivors, they're of an age now that they have had health impacts that are measurable. So, you know, some of them are needing aged care packages, aged care accommodation, and to look after their health. I was talking to a stolen generation survivor in New South Wales, and they said because of the poor nutrition when they were in the home, that has impacted now on their kidneys and some other vital organs.
Sure, the physical sense, yes.
How do we do a whole holistic package to look after people?
Exactly. So tell us the sort of tools or vehicle you'll be using regarding the redress scheme. We're talking compensations. Are we talking mental illness? Are we talking support in that space? Are we talking about, well, you were talking about housing, employment, necessities of life, all the above, would you not, Gary?
You would. If you put a real meaningful package together, you'd include everything.
Yes.
What we know at the moment is that the redress scheme truly delivers justice and healing because they're going to offer some healing process with it. They're also going to be offering a personal apology, and that goes big as well. Mm. You know, a senior person in government apologising to someone for what has happened in the past.
Yes.
And that's a feature within the Commonwealth scheme that operates in the Territory, Jervis Bay and Canberra. There's personal apologies that are applicable there.
Exactly. And because it's never ever happened to you, you wouldn't understand it.
No. No, that's right. You know, some of the stolen generation survivors have talked about they didn't have role models in parenting.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And that's their biggest guilt.
Mm.
I didn't have a role model for parenting, so how do I make sure that we can rectify that with the next generation and my kids and things like that, you know? So those are the type of real issues that our mob face. But imagine if we had a good campaign at a national level saying why we need to do it, the impact of it, and how we can all work together to ensure it, yeah.
Well, if you're broken spiritually, then it does affect you physically, mentally, and living in today's society. It does.
Well, remember that people that lived in dormitories in Queensland?
Yes.
That they lived on missions in WA, they weren't allowed to speak language. So they weren't allowed to speak language. They weren't allowed to do ceremony or anything like that. And some of the ages of people being taken at 5. Some were taken at 12, but 5 and 4. And there was I listened to Ian Hamm from the Healing Foundation. He was taken at 18 months.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So,
and you take people and put them into a different environment. They have no recognition of the culture when they become adults.
Yes. And it's so very hard to explain why you're in sort of no man's land in regard to your existence of life, education or getting a job.
Yeah, yep.
Spiritually, you're locked up.
You're trapped. Mm. You're trapped. And then when you try to retrace your connections, some people actually bag the survivors, and we've got to stop doing that.
Mm.
There are some that we still have living survivors that haven't had the connection to their community, to their mobs, been broken.
Yeah.
How do we bring them home? You know, that's
exactly
important.
So the redress scheme for stolen generation survivors in the state, we welcome it. It's a powerful tool, and we can build a strong foundation from then on.
Yes, yes. Western Australia has done a good thing with this announcement. The day after Sorry Day,
yes.
Let's get Queensland to the table, and we should have a look at other states that have had schemes. And
exactly.
Were the schemes well known by communities? That's what we've got to go. This scheme's going to be open for 5 to 6 years. If you were removed before 1972, but the federal scheme for the territories, if you're removed before 1984.
Yes. Exactly.
So there's a difference there. And the Healing Foundation have put out a report, and the title of that report, Are You Waiting for Us to Die? That's really relevant.
Yeah, true. So true. So true. Mm. Well, a lot of their ancestors have passed on and missed out on the so-called support for this space.
That's right. So this scheme isn't for descendants. This scheme is for survivors.
Mm.
If a survivor passes away during the process of their application being done, that can be made available to that survivor's estate.
Yes.
So distributed, distributed from there. So there's those type of legal aspects that are quite clear, but some of the guiding eligibility and guidelines of it, a number of people are saying, hang on, let's do this and do this well.
Well, hats off to WA government, up to Queensland government, stand up. Gary, thank you for your yarn, my brother. All the best to you. Stay safe, stay strong. We'll yarn soon.
Thank you very much, Trev. Thanks.
Take care, brother. Bye-bye. Beautiful yarn there, Gary Oliver, his name is, Cookie Yalanji Man, and Executive Officer, Strategy, First Nation Engagement at No More Legal Service. And WA, Western Australia, some measures of justice, No More Legal Service, welcomed the announcement by the WA government, Stolen Generation Redress Scheme announcement. Fantastic. Moving forward, a powerful tool for our people and building strong foundations. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? Daily number here, 1-800-422-416. Yarn with the ball you on Trevor Tim, Trinity Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Come to you live from First Session Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. BBM 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have you say Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black.
When this little tune came into my head, was a little tune about all you bama, just dancing and having some fun.
And it goes something like,
hey brother, you follow too deadly now, you follow too deadly now, you follow too deadly now. Hey sister, you follow too deadly now, you follow too deadly now, you follow too deadly now. Now we've been everywhere in Cape York, from the north down to the south, from the east over to the west, 'cause black image gonna rock your sound.
And it goes something like,
hey brother, you follow too deadly now, you follow too deadly now, you follow too deadly now. Hey sister, you follow too deadly now, you follow too deadly now, you follow too deadly now. I say, hey, oh yeah, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I say, hey, oh yeah, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Now we've been everywhere in Cape York, from the north down to the south, from the east over to the west, 'cause black image gonna rock your sound.
And it goes something like,
hey brother, you follow too deadly now, you follow too deadly now, you follow too deadly now. Hey sister, you follow too deadly now, you follow too deadly now, you follow too deadly now. I say, hey, oh yeah, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I say, hey.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernigan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now at 1-800-422-416.